Hello.
I'm calling for National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
I know they're still a way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I'll vote.
And what is your age?
79.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Everything.
Moving on. Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
No.
You strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove then?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in general speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying this about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think elections should be most about? You may choose to. Stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation, improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, improving kinder to 12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, not going back to the Trump years of divisions and chaos, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. You may choose to.
Economic.
Let me get that option for you. Thank you. Moving on. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means they'll feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means they'll feel very cold and favorable, and a 50 means they don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have not heard of a person or organization, please say so. Project 2025.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
100.
Joe Biden.
100.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
And Jill Stein.
0.
Thank you. I know it's still way off, but if the elections for president, were held today, and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West. For whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes.
A lot or a some?
Some.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or hear recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris? It's an open question.
What she said, what she does.
Thank you for that opinion. Moving on. Now I'm going to read you a few statements of some people may have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement from scale from 0 to 100, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. Five, it is somewhat convincing reason, as 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use a number between 0 and 10. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. And marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. As a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. From 0 to 10, how convincing is for her to vote? After that is 10. So, thank you. What kind of country do we live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get ahead, to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about your own body, the freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom, and if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason is to vote for her after that statement? Thank you. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris would make history as our first black woman president. But more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited for these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and divisions. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's changed. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason is for her to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. As a vice president, Harris secured $5 billion of affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority. From 0 to 10, how convincing is for to vote after that statement? Thank you. Now let me ask you again, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And let me ask you again, now we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not at all.
Very often.
Thank you. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose up to two. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or X, YouTube?
Either one.
Either one. Other than.
Yes.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11 grade, high school graduate. I'm sorry?
1 through 11.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No. No.
And thinking of your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
And now thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
No.
None at all?
Yeah.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one of or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No. No.
Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No. No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.